How you guys doing?
Good.
You all right?
Welcome back.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yo, you can really do pretty good tomorrow. At least those are hopes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know how important this game is. It'd be great to get back in front of our home crowd. Well, we've been terrific there in the playoffs. And we knew we'd be in for a fight. We had the exact same record in the regular season for a reason, so that's what we expected.
They seem to, and they think they've gotten under your skin just a little bit as a team.
I mean, they're supposed to. You know, they won the last two games, and they did in convincing fashion the last game. But, you know, I think up until that point, we won 6 out of 7 times. So they made adjustments, and we will as well.
Now, did you guys make enough adjustments? It's like 3 and 4 kind of carbon copies.
Yeah.
It's
been interesting. Whoever's won the rebound battles has won the game. You know, I think so. When you're scrappy and aggressive in that sense, you know, you usually come out on top. I thought we were the first two games, and I thought they were the last two.
You guys had apparently a longer film session today.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything more from that whatsoever that you could tell us?
I'm not sure we learned anything more. I think we just reinforced what we already kind of knew, you know, and just the importance of everything, every possession. And there are some adjustments I don't want to talk about that we'll make, so we'll see you tomorrow.
It's really been coming down to rebound in the last couple of games.
Yeah, definitely. The second chance opportunities. We feel like initially if we can guard them in their first set, it's about them getting second chance points.
You tell your home crowd how you want them to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I already know they'll be live. They'll be excited. They're ready for us. We're ready for them. And, you know, I think they're the real six man. So for us, we need them as much as they need us.
Do you feel like Chauncey talking about Jason Collins and you're proud of him coming out like he did?
Oh, definitely. I played with Jason, you know, 2 years in Atlanta. And one of the coolest teammates. He was always a professional. He was actually one of the reasons why we beat Orlando my second year there, because we didn't have to double team. You know, he did a good job on Dwight straight up, and we took away their shooters. But, you know, I think he's very courageous, very proud of him.
And while as a teammate, were there any talks about anything like that?
No, not at all. It was always basketball. It was always, you know, family stuff. It was never anything personal. His personal life is his personal life, just like we all have our own as well.
Jamal, do you think some players will have an issue if they play with him?
I don't think so. You know, I think, like I said, everybody has their own personal lives. So everybody goes home and to their family or whatever, you know. And when you're on the court, that's all you're thinking about, trying to get the win.
How much does it help the cause, though, that he's a well-respected guy and well-liked all over?
Yeah, I think we have the support of, you know, of everybody, honestly. I think it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. And he came out and was you know, very firm in what he believed. And you can only respect a person for that.
What was the reaction?
Yeah.
What was your initial reaction to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure I had an initial reaction, honestly. I was like, okay. I wasn't like...
surprised?
Nah, I wasn't like crazy surprised, and I wasn't like, oh, man, what is this about? I was just like, oh, okay. You know, Jason was a good guy the 2 years I was there with him. Great teammate, professional. And that was it.
Now that he's come out, do you see any backlash in
there? I'm sorry. I'm sure, because he's been in the league so long, you know, so he's had tons of teammates and guys that have his respect, and I'm sure he respects them. That's it.
Well, when you look at how you played in the last
two
games in Memphis, what do you see that you can do differently? Is it just make shots? Is it simply that?
I'm not sure it's that. I mean, when I shoot extra shots, they go in. It's a matter of getting clean looks. You know, I think when you fight to get clean looks, that makes it a little bit more difficult, but we'll adjust. We put in some new things, and we saw some things that we can address. We'll do that.
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I'm definitely confident. I believe in my team. Like I said, my last tweet was a journey, you know, and there's going to be ups and downs and peaks and valleys, but I believe in us and what we're about.
Does pressure shift to you guys, though, now that they've won two and kind of established some momentum?
We may have had pressure at the beginning of the series, because whenever you start at home, you're expected to win, you know, so it may have been pressure at the beginning, but we'll be fine.
Just another best of three right now, right?
That's it. Bestest we play for.
Still for
now. Nah, for sure.
Anybody?